this week, yeah. Okay. So they'll play a lot better.
Okay, what are you saying about the All Blacks South Africa?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to win. This weekend just gone, in my Super Brew, I picked New Zealand by one.
Yeah.
And I picked Australia by one. One of those results, I was correct. One of those results, I was not.
You're pretty close, both.
Yeah.
I would, like, New Zealand can win. If our bench get an absolute rocket up them and come out like a bench possessed. And also, we'd also need to...
imagine if like a WWE thing, like where the squad is named, it's like Aaron Smith, yeah. Sam Whitelock, right. We'd be like, hey boy!
Yeah, like announcing Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the sound of glass smashing.
That'd be great, I'd feel much better if that happened.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be nice.
Sam a bitty fee now.
Anyway. I'd be excited about a Cam Roy guard right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, we didn't talk about the NPC.
North Harbour lost. We got a win last week, North Harbour. You're still without a win. With three losses, one win, you're four losses. Jesus, this is the Blues franchise, man.
Yeah, it sucks.
We just won the comp. Shouldn't we be able to put something together? Qantas. Sorry, Counties. Our man Satutu plays for Qantas.
I don't think he's played yet, has he?
I think he has.
Oh, has he played one?
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
Anyway, it'd be good to see. It's good to see him playing rugby. It's right where he belongs. Can't even pick out best player. We didn't even talk about the week before. This probably would have been the main thing of what our podcast would have been about last week. Sorry that we didn't have a podcast last week. I had the shits.
Yeah, my son also was a bit ill.
But Leon McDonald left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We would have literally talked about that for half an hour. And now what?
Because there'd be no games on that week.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's an afterthought for the five people that are still watching.
Yeah, are you enjoying yourself? Hey, John. Steve, good to see you, pal.
Billy boy.
It would be so weird if your name was Steve and you were like, well, maybe there's a good chance there'll be literally hundreds of people watching this at least. Well, there'll be thousands of people you'd think would watch this podcast.
All the way to the end, though?
Thousands, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But at the end, we've probably got triples of maybe 1,000 people here.
Okay.
But there must be a Steve in there.
One Steve, South African Steve, who's like, fucking keep crying, Tony.
Yeah, Steve.
Keep crying.
Suck a dick. oh, dear. Sorry, Steve, you're a good man. Yeah, fantastic, great work, mate. Anything else to talk about?
Seeing as you're telling Steve to suck a dick.
I didn't say it like that, I just said suck a dick. Okay. You said suck a dick. I didn't say it with that sort of intonation.
Don't take stuff out of context.
Yeah, come on.
It's like TJ Perenara. If you said, what was that? What?
I just want to know what that was.
Yeah. There was an NHL player who once got suspended for calling a guy a cocksucker because it's a homophobic slur.
Right. Montoya got a 3-game ban from the. From the NRL last year for being caught audibly on the microphone calling someone the F word.
Okay. Well, cocksucker, I think, is a generic. Have you watched the show Deadwood? Cowboy show? Everyone's a cocksucker. Hey, yeah. Cocksucker. Like,
because someone was milking a penalty in the other one. And
right.
And he was like, Ben, stop being such a...
Yeah, I don't think I've used that word since I was like 15 or something.
F word rhyme with maggot.
Yeah.
But they... Yeah, it's not on. Yeah. It's not on. But boy, I've heard...
Worse.
Way worse on rugby field. I don't know. I think that's worse than... I played rugby 20 years ago.
I think that's worse than cocksucker.
Oh, 100% it is.
Yeah.
It's not acceptable. I'm not saying that the band was wrong. And he came out and he had to be like, I'm okay, mate. Like...
Just like you have South African friends. Old Steve.
Hey, Steve. Keep sucking that pole.
Oh, man. I'm just happy the battery lasted the whole way.
Yeah, well, didn't think fate.
Okay.
We got there. Fantastic.
This is a podcast.
Called?
2 Cents Gets Distracted.
You can find it on many platforms.
Well.
Including?
Spotify.
iHeartRadio.
I tried Google Podcasts the other day, but it told me no.
Yeah, Apple Podcasts.
Okay.
And wherever else you get your podcasts before they get eaten up by another big podcast company.
We'll be doing this again next week, where you can also...
You might be watching us...
See Tony be salty about the Cape Town loss.
Or be really, really smug about the...
In which case you probably won't tune in if you're a South African fan, because you don't want to see
next week will
the
be
joy
on, your,
on Tony's face.
Next week will be on your channel.
This is true.
So next week you won't get so much fucking and...
Yeah, it'll be a bit cleaner. There'll be less cocksuckers.
You gotta stop saying that. Okay, yeah, yeah, definitely.
It was Ryan Getzlaff, by the way. He's a baldy. He's a retired now hockey player, but he got
He gets what?
He's the one who got suspended for using that word.
Yeah, you wormy cocksucker.
Something like that. Yeah. He's Canadian as
well. So. Well, it's a derogatory, isn't it? Cause you're...
I suppose so. Yeah, I just never, like, sometimes I take stuff just at face value and I never think about.
Well, you're saying being a cocksucker is a bad thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. You filthy muff diver.
Yeah, I suppose so.
People don't say that so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I call someone a piece of shit, I'm not like thinking you're actually something that came out of someone's anus, but, you know.
Apart from, remember that time you called me a piece of shit and you're like, no, Tony, I don't want you confused. So I'm not being like figurative or metaphorical. I think you literally are something that was excreted from...
Well, sometimes when I walk in that freaking door with that smell on the
stairwell... Yeah, it's a strange smell then. It's at this time of night.
This wrap-up has lasted a wee while.
Yeah, it has lasted a wee while. Can I tell you, seeing it was my birthday coming up, soon, I used to have a friend from film school.
Sure you did.
Fuck you. And I haven't heard from him yet, but for years afterwards,
okay.
He would send me a photo...
Of
now on my birthday,
oh.
He would take a photo of one of his own shit and send it to me and be like, "Hey, look, you've got the same birthday." Yeah. It always made me laugh, but grossed me out disgustingly at the same time.
That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty. Anyway, look, well done, Mark. Have we shaken hands already?
No.
And we'll go through this.
Well done.
Farewell, hadi da.
Take care, folks.
See ya.
Ba-boom.
Oh yeah, yeah. Glenn's not home yet, is she?
No.